95 CKNB, it's Isaac, and it is Wednesday. So, it's time for another edition of Wet Nose Wednesday with the Restigouche County SBCA. And joining me on the line today is Pam. How are you, Pam?
I'm great, Isaac. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I've said before to people, we're just counting down the days until the holiday season.
Well, it is upon us. Let's start this week with Christmas trees all by themselves. Real or artificial ones, neither one is pet safe. But your pet's curiosity with this new piece of furniture, when you're putting it up, it takes over and they get right in there to explore it.
Oh, yeah. I'm just imagining right now that for a cat, it's probably looking at it as a new playground, so to speak, that's just in their living space.
Yeah, their own personal climber, yes. I've read lately that the oils and the real trees, they release that lovely fragrance everyone loves so much. But they attract our pets to them, and it makes them want to have a little chew, which can really be a problem because the real spruce trees and the pine needles, they're sharp, and they can lodge into a paw when they're stepped on, or worse still, when they're chewed or eaten.
God, and I can only imagine just how obviously messy it can get when you set up a new tree in this case also, and how many you have to be mindful of that your pet could potentially step on.
Yes, or you, if you do it in your bare feet.
Oh, that too, yeah.
If a real tree is your choice, then regular vacuuming of the needles, it'll help keep the area around the tree safe. But if artificial trees are your preference, which tends to be mine, they aren't much better in terms of being pet safe. Their needles aren't sharp, but the small pieces of plastic are chewed, and if they're eaten, they can cause a blockage, or worse still, an obstruction in the stomach and intestine. So often this blockage is too large to pass through the digestive tract, and your pet will soon be feeling very ill, loss of appetite, no energy, and sometimes vomiting. That can be really serious, as you can imagine, and it would require immediate attention from your vet. And what about those Christmas trees sprayed with that fake snow? They look so beautiful when they're all decorated up, but this fake snow can be toxic when they chew them, so there's lots to think about.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that people should be mindful of when it comes to getting their Christmas decorations up and watching out for their pets?
Yes. Now, if any of the listeners have a cat like ours that loves to climb up the center of the tree and enjoy peeking out from his new hideout, making sure the tree doesn't fall over is a top priority. Kevin had a problem with our dogs jumping up to get a decoration, but I know of some dogs that do, so make sure the base is stable and attach the tree to the wall with a wire if you feel it could tumble. We've done that before in the past, I'll tell you. I've also been told that it's wise to avoid decorating the tree immediately just for that reason of the animals having to get used to the tree being in the house first. So if you can decorate a day or two later, great advice, but who can avoid the temptation to decorate immediately and enjoy the beauty of the tree? That's something I can't do. Anyway, there's a lot to think about when putting up the tree. Next week, we'll talk about those glitzy decorations and inedible objects, how lovely they all look, but not so great for your pet.
Absolutely. But until then, take care, Pam.
Yes, you too, Isaac.